Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Brad Morgan, who's now part of a group known as Performance Foods. Back with Dr. Morgan in just a moment.
Raising cattle is not what you do. It's who you are. It's your passion, your livelihood, and you'll do whatever it takes to succeed. AgriClear is here to help with a new way to buy and sell cattle. An online platform that lets you do business on your terms. With AgriClear, you can buy or sell cattle to anyone, anywhere, anytime, with confidence. Learn more at AgriClear.com. That's AgriClear.com. AgriClear. Cattle marketing on your terms.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
We're talking with Dr. Brad Morgan with Performance Foods. And Brad, maybe first of all, for our audience, you know, a lot of them are very familiar with you from your meat science days at OSU and then, of course, going to Pfizer after that, Zoetis. Tell us about this newest stop on your career.
Ron, I have to admit, I miss the meat industry. I miss the food industry. My days at Zoetis, 5 years there, I loved that part of the industry. I got to understand the industry from that standpoint. And to be quite honest with you, my experiences at Zoetis in the business world probably allowed me to do what I'm doing today. Because obviously this is a business, but I missed being in the meat industry, and now I get to work with end users of beef and pork and all proteins, and it's a lot of fun. The food service industry, it's pretty competitive, but it's also very rewarding when you know that I'm actually doing something that is going to allow this person to make a living for their family. And a lot of our customers are family-owned restaurants. Yeah, we have the big national accounts, but we have a majority of our business are family-owned restaurants, 5 restaurants or less. Yeah. So it's a lot of it's fun, it's rewarding, and we're helping people stay in business.
You're taking beef beyond being a commodity product to a value-added product. What are some of the strategies that you're doing to be successful with that?
Yeah, believe it or not, we're listening to what our end users want. If they want a lighter carcass, they want a smaller ribeye, they want the fat taken off this, they want this particular marbling score or quality grade. We're listening to them, and we're creating products that they want to be trying to utilize in their restaurants. The other thing that we're doing is we're aligning all the way upstream to cow-calf. So we are actually trying, we call it path proven. In other words, all the way from the cow-calf to the feeder to the slaughterer to distribution to the end user, we are joining hands, everyone like that, and we're going to say, we're going to do this together. We're all going to make a little bit of money over the long haul, and in doing that, we're going to sell more beef, and we're going to stay in business longer, and it's worked so far.
Path proven, that's really what a traceability type program, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a traceability program in which we take a DNA sample. One of the things I had to understand real quickly, when you're talking to end users or consumers or chefs, if you start using words like DNA and technology and traceback, they get a little squirmy. So we make sure that they understand, look, this is a traceback program, but we're going to call it path proven. In other words, we're going to trace the path of where this animal came from and to where it ends up on your plate in your restaurant today.
Dr. Brad Morgan with what appears to be a very successful traceback program called Path Proven. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.